Of course, Mrs. Barry never says so, but I'm a pretty good judge of human nature.
I'm so unlucky. I'm always getting into scrapes and getting my best friends into them, too. Can you tell me why that is, Mrs. Lynde?
You're too impulsive, child. You never stop to think. Whatever comes into your head, you say or do it without a moment's reflection.
Oh, but that's the best of it. Something just flashes into your mind, so exciting, and you must out with it. If you stop to think it over, you spoil it all. Haven't you ever felt that yourself, Mrs. Lynde?
The proverb you need to go by, Anne, is look before you leap, especially into spare room beds.
Diana!
Hello, Anne.
I just heard that your Aunt Josephine won't forgive you about last night. She was fairly dancing with rage. She said I was the worst behaved girl she ever saw.
Why didn't you tell them it was my fault?
I'm no telltale, Anne Shirley. Anyhow, I was just as much to blame as you.
Well, I'm going in to tell her myself.
Anne Shirley, you'd never... Why, she'll eat you alive.
Please, don't frighten me any more than I am frightened. I'd rather walk up to a cannon's mouth. But I've got to do it, Diana. It was my fault, and I've got to confess. I've had practice in confessing, fortunately.
Well, you can go in if you want to. I wouldn't dare, and I don't believe you'll do a bit of good.
Come in! Who are you?
I'm Anne of Green Gables, and I've come to confess, if you please.
Confess what?
That it was all my fault about jumping on your bed last night. I suggested it. Diana would never have thought of such a thing.
Oh.
Diana is a very ladylike girl, Miss Barry, so you must see how unjust it is to blame her.
Oh, I must say. I rather think Diana did her share of the jumping. Such carryings on in a respectable house.
But we were only in fun. I think you ought to forgive us, Miss Barry, now that we've apologized. Anyhow, please forgive Diana and let her have her music lessons. If you must be cross with anyone, be cross with me. I've been so used since my early days to having people cross at me that I can endure it much better than Diana can.
I don't think that's any excuse that you were only in fun. You don't know what it is to be awakened out of a sound sleep after a long and arduous journey by two great girls coming bounce down upon you.
Oh, I don't know, but I can imagine. Yeah. I'm sure it must have been very disturbing. But then, there is our side of it, too. Have you any imagination, Miss Barry?
Yeah.
If you have, just put yourself in our place. We didn't know there was anybody in that bed, and you nearly scared us to death. And then we couldn't sleep in the spare room after being promised. I suppose you are used to sleeping in spare rooms, but just imagine what you would feel like if you were a little orphan girl who had never had such an honor.
I'm afraid my imagination is a little rusty. It's so long since I used it. I dare say your claim to sympathy is as strong as mine. It all depends on the way we look at it. Now, sit down here and tell me about yourself.
I would like to, because you seem like an interesting lady. You might even be a kindred spirit, although you don't look like one.
No?
But it is my duty to go home. Miss Marilla Cuthbert is a very kind lady who is trying to bring me up properly. She is doing her best, but it is very discouraging work. You must not blame her because I jumped on the bed. But before I go, please tell me you will forgive Diana and stay just as long as you meant to in Avonlea.
I think perhaps I will, if you will come over and talk to me occasionally.
Mrs. Lynde tells me that you managed to wreak havoc during your one night at the Barrys, Anne.
I've apologized and been forgiven, Marilla. Diana said that Miss Barry has decided to stay for the sake of getting better acquainted with me.
Better acquainted with you? Did you ever hear such stuff and nonsense, Matthew?
It's true. Miss Barry says I amuse her, and at her time of life, an amusing person is a rarity.
Well, now, there's something in that.
Miss Barry is a kindred spirit after all. You don't find it right out at first, as in Matthew's case, but after a while you come to see that kindred spirits are not so scarce as I used to think.
Dear me, there is
There's nothing but meetings and partings in this world, as Mrs. Lynde says. Wasn't it fortunate, Marilla, that I took an extra handkerchief to school today?
I never thought you were so fond of Mr. Phillips that you'd require two handkerchiefs to dry your tears just because he's giving up teaching.
Oh, it was heartrending.